Welcome to podcast number 5 in the 8-part podcast series on international arbitration by Bob Davidson, the head of the JAMS International Arbitration Practice. This podcast number 5 is on motion practice and management.
Thank you. There aren't many motions in international arbitration, although they are not precluded. Remember in the JAMS domestic rules, Rule 18 allow motions for summary disposition, and it is possible to make such motions in international proceedings. And we've been seeing more of them as time goes on, probably because we've been seeing a lot of U.S. law firms representing these parties in these international proceedings. Mostly counsel, if they're from places, civil law jurisdictions, will not know for motions for summary disposition, will object to them. But there's no a rule of which I'm aware in any of the provider rules that say that they are forbidden or they cannot be entertained. I know of one case that came out of Europe, the ICC arbitrators decided a motion for summary disposition, and they found in favor of the moving party and dismissed a case. There was an application to deny recognition and enforcement to the award on the grounds that all parties to such a proceeding are entitled to a hearing in accordance with the rules. The court said no, that it was within the discretion of the tribunal to grant a dispositive motion in that case. So we have authority, even internationally, for the proposition that dispositive motions can be entertained. But for all the reasons of which you're aware, and which were spoken about during the JAMS domestic training, you got to be very careful on these, doubly so in an international proceeding, because if you're with a civil law party, summary judgment, or whatever they call it in their domestic courts, is usually not a favored procedure or one that's even known. And therefore, you will get parties feeling abused if all of a sudden the U.S. party files a fistful of motions, motion papers seeking summary disposition on a dispositive issue. Also, of course, you would not want to grant these things if there is a possibility that at the hearing testimony will come out that may punch a hole in the favored legal theory. Remember, you're not getting depositions, and you may have written witness statements in advance, but that's all you've got. And so the hearing is still important. To be confident you have heard all of the evidence. But the motions and applications can be made. Also, other applications can be made to the tribunal. You can make an application to compel disclosure, for example, if one side does not come out with documents that were expected to be in that party's possession. There are various applications procedurally that can be made. You will get a number of them if you have U.S. lawyers operating on one or both sides. The continental lawyers tend to simply follow the rules, put in their memorials and witness statements, and then wait for the hearing to show their evidence. But applications are not unknown. There are disclosure requirements which the IBA guidelines. Remember that we had the IBA guidelines on conflicts of interest. There are also IBA guidelines on the taking of evidence, and they provide good guidance in connection with document disclosure. And when you get applications to compel disclosure in civil law cases, they will be much more to the point, let's say, than they would be in a domestic case. The IBA rules on the taking of evidence, for example, require a whole maybe four or five elements, including a precise identification of the document that you want. So instead of saying any and all documents relating to the negotiation of the contract, that's no good. You would have to say something like, I want the email of February 4th, which is referenced in the letter of February 15th, which I attach here to, and which should be in the possession of the other side. I do not have the letter of February 4th. I know it exists because it's referenced in this letter, and I would appreciate an order compelling the other side to produce it. That's the kind of disclosure application you're likely to get under the IBA rules on the taking of evidence, which will be used as a guideline, not as a specific rule, in most of these international proceedings. You may also get things which are akin to Daubert motions. When you get U.S. lawyers operating on both sides, especially, or even on one side, these lawyers, especially if they're talking to you as a U.S. former judge or a U.S. lawyer, trained lawyer, will feel free to ignore most of the conventions that otherwise would apply in an international proceeding. And they're going to try to make it like a domestic case. Their document requests will undoubtedly be overbroad. They'll say any and all before some category. They'll ask for categories of documents rather than specific documents. They'll make Daubert motions. They'll complain about expert reports. They'll try to make motions for summary disposition, even though they would be ill-considered and denied. And remember the procedure which we have, which is a good one even in international cases, if someone wants to make such a motion for summary disposition, tell them to write you a letter, give the other side a chance to write in response, and then either give permission for such a motion to be made or deny such permission, and thereby avoid the expense and time of having to decide a motion is going to be denied anyway. All right, the other issue I want to talk about for a minute is management by the tribunal and the chairperson. It is very common, as it's becoming more common in domestic proceedings, to have a section of the preliminary order, the scheduling order, procedure order number one, says something like, the parties agree that the chairperson may determine all issues of an interim nature dealing with disclosure or similar matters without having to engage the entire tribunal, although the chairperson at his or her discretion may at any time consult with his or her fellow arbitrators, and any party making an application can specifically request that the full tribunal deal with an application, and if such request is made, that request will be honored. That kind of paragraph often finds its way into these procedural orders. But you know, being a chairperson is an important job. As in domestic cases, being managerial is very important. Parties have to know who's boss. And remember, many of these parties may come from civil law backgrounds, in which the judge is, in fact, not only the boss, but the inquisitor who will demand documents and information from one side or the other and ultimately make a determination. Therefore, they're used to a strong-minded individual and one that takes matters in hand. That's what I have to say about that. Thank you.
Great. 9.5. I'm going to take a momentary bathroom break. You guys can continue.